state law recently changed, and it allows for retired state troopers to be reemployed by municipalities such as ours. And by doing so, cities can be relieved from the need to pay for pension and health insurance costs, since state troopers already draw from a state retirement account. So when somebody's hired regularly, we have to pay into the pension and health insurance. Unfortunately for these employees, they can't actually draw from that. So in essence, the city is losing out on, well, in Chief King's case, for example, approximately $30,000 a year in pension and health insurance costs that he can't actually draw from. So I say all that to say this, our ordinance has not been updated since the state law changed and does not contemplate the opportunity to hire either a police chief or an assistant police chief through such a contractual agreement. So what this does, it updates the ordinance and allows us to move forward with that.